Oklahoma City University is set to host Olympic athletes for the 2028 Summer Games. State lawmakers approved an expansion of a tax credit for private school tuition. And new research shows the nationwide 988 crisis line is making a difference. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, April 28th. I'm Deborah Shar. Oklahoma City University will serve as a satellite village for the 2028 Summer Olympic Games. More than 200 athletes and international officials are expected to use the campus for housing, services, and working spaces. Oklahoma City is hosting the Olympic softball and canoe slalom competitions in July 2028. Officials say OCU will be the only site housing athletes in Oklahoma. Oklahoma's Supreme Court will soon decide if Attorney General Gettner Drummond can intervene in a years-long private insurance lawsuit against State Farm. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has more on Monday's oral arguments.
Drummond says in court filings he hopes to protect Oklahomans in every county from State Farm's alleged fraud scheme around hail damage payouts. State Farm, originally defending itself in district court from an alleged breach of contract violation related to an individual hail damage claim, now faces allegations of violating the state's consumer protection and racketeering acts from Drummond. The company's lawyers say Drummond has no legal right to insert himself into the case and are asking the court to stop him. Oklahoma Solicitor General Gary Gaskins says the request is weak.
State Farm's real complaint is practical, not legal. It does not want to face governmental scrutiny of its fraudulent statewide practices.
If Drummond is allowed to intervene, one justice pointed out that the charges could become criminal. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
The court could take 1 to several days and sometimes months to decide on a case after oral arguments. The state's program to subsidize families' private school tuition is headed toward another expansion. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports a bill to increase the cap on the parental choice tax credit is now headed to Governor Kevin Stitt's desk.
House Bill 3705 from Speaker Kyle Hilbert would raise the program's cap from $250 million to $275 million. The program provides a $5,000 to $7,000 tax credit for parents whose children attend eligible private schools. The vote was largely on party lines, with Democrats like Norman Senator Mary Boren voting against.
We're being asked to authorize a cumulative $975 million in tax expenditures, and this is without a single report on whether this has improved statewide literacy rates, graduation outcomes, workforce development goals.
According to the Oklahoma Tax Commission, $248.4 million was spent on the program last year. Bartlesville Senator Julie Daniels, who defended the bill, says the state came quite close to hitting the cap, so the increase would slowly grow the program. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
A new study found that suicides among teens and young adults declined after the launch of the 988 National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Sierra Pfeiffer has more on the findings from researchers at Harvard.
The Suicide and Crisis Lifeline used to have a 10-digit number. Then 4 years ago, national efforts made a change. And now people seeking help only have to dial 988. A new study says that the change and increased investment in the hotline were linked to fewer suicides. Nationally, suicide deaths among young people dropped 11% below projections after the hotline's rollout. Decreases were sharper in states with a higher volume of answered 988 calls. Governor Kevin Stitt signed a budget bill this month that directs nearly $6 million to keep Oklahoma's 988 hotline running as federal funds disappear. Last year, the hotline received nearly 64,000 calls, texts, and chats. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
If you or someone you know is in crisis, you can call or text the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. It's 988. Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story, our questions. What really happened? What really mattered? what happens next. At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.